A Glasshouse Mountains man is due in Caboolture Magistrates Court later this month after he allegedly blew six times the legal alcohol limit while behind the wheel. Police noticed the Mazda 6 swerving over Beerbarum Road on Sunday morning, pulling over the 41-year-old. He allegedly recorded a blood alcohol reading of 0.326%. The man was issued with an immediate license suspension and charged with one count of driving under the influence of liquor. The RACQ is now also calling on the state government to do more about e-scooters and illegal electric motorbikes. Josh Cooney from the motoring body is calling for Queensland to enforce existing laws to get high-powered motorbikes off our footpaths.
There's laws that are in place now that empower authorised police officers and transport officers to issue defect notices and impound illegal vehicles in much the same way that they would issue defect notices for unroadworthy cars.
It comes as paramedics attended another e-scooter crash on the Sunshine Coast overnight. A teenage girl was admitted to Sunshine Coast University Hospital with a head injury after her e-scooter crashed on River Esplanade at Mooloolaba just before 11:30 p.m. There are growing calls for the Premier to meet with the Education Union, with local teachers threatening to strike. Last week, Queensland teachers rejected a new deal which included a $100,000 pay rise promise. But the union says that is misleading, with entry-level educators not set to make that much. And the owner of a prawn trawler that caught on fire while docked at Mooloolaba Marina on Wednesday morning had only just prepared the vessel for the season. The boat was set to head out overnight, but that's now been delayed while it undergoes repairs after the fire engulfed its cabin. The owner, a man aged in his 50s, was also transported to hospital with smoke inhalation. It's understood the blaze was likely caused by batteries.